It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 17th, 2015. It's that day when rivers and streams and fountains and parks and even the beer in bars and pubs the world over runs bright green and everyone is just a little bit Irish, if only for one day. That's right, it's St. Patrick's Day, that cultural and religious celebration that occurs every year on the 17th day of March. All this fuss and festivity is meant to honor St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland who is believed to have died on this date in 461. St. Patrick's Day was made an official Christian feast day in the early 17th century, and it is observed by the Catholic Church and a variety of other Christian communities the world over. The day commemorates St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland, and celebrates the heritage and culture of the Irish people in general. The merriment generally involves public parades and festivals, traditional Irish music and dancing, the wearing of green attire or shamrocks, and, of course, enjoying a pint or two in the spirit of the holiday. The shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in the world takes place in the tiny town of Dripsea in County Cork. It's just 100 yards long, the distance between the village's two pubs. One of the largest occurs in Montreal, held every year without interruption since 1824. St. Patrick's Day festivities have been celebrated on every continent and even by astronauts on board the International Space Station. Irish-American chemist Catherine Coleman played traditional instruments belonging to members of the Irish music group The Chieftains while floating weightless in the space station on St. Patrick's Day just 4 years ago. As to St. Patrick himself, it is believed that he was born in Roman Britain in the 4th century. His father was a deacon and his grandfather was a priest in the early Celtic Church. At the age of 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders and taken as a slave to Gaelic Ireland, where he spent 6 years working as a shepherd. Sometime afterward, he escaped his captors and fled to the coast. After making his way home, he went on to become a priest. According to tradition, Patrick returned to convert the pagan Irish to Christianity. The tradition says that he spent years evangelizing in the northern half of Ireland and converted thousands. One popular legend has it that St. Patrick used the three-leafed shamrock to explain the mystery of the Holy Trinity to Irish pagans. Tradition also holds that he was buried at Downpatrick near Belfast in Northern Ireland. Over the following centuries, many traditional stories grew up around Patrick, including the widespread notion that he expelled all the snakes from Ireland, though scientists point out that because of the island's geologic history, they were never there to begin with. There will be toasts aplenty today in the spirit of good fellowship. This one is a favorite of mine. May your glass be ever full. May the roof over your head be always strong. And may you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 17th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.